Managing Your Weaned Calves. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update. Now that all cows are hopefully home from pasture, or if not and you're still working on it, now is a great time to start thinking about how you're going to manage those weaned calves. Are you going to sell them right off the cow or keep them and background them through the stressful time? And like I said, this is a stressful time for the calf and for you. So it's important to develop a good plan when managing these calves. Wilkie, Nebraska Extension Cow-Calf Systems and Stalker Management Specialist, gives us some tips on helping weaned calves through the transition process and talks about diet and nutrition to helping them reach their full potential.
Right. There are trace minerals like copper and zinc, and then vitamins like vitamin A all play a huge role in developing and maintaining the immune system of that calf. And so hopefully the calf had a good plan that in his diet when he was with the cow, and we certainly want to continue that when he's weaned. And so the thing with copper is that even though a diet may have a fair amount of copper in it, other trace minerals like sulfur can decrease the availability or the absorption of that copper, I should probably say. And so we want to have maybe a little more copper in there because we may not be getting as much utilization out of it if we're also feeding a fair amount of distillers, which might be high in sulfur. So little things like that, knowing, you know, what is our diet, what antagonists might we have in that. And then certainly as far as inorganic sources go, there are some that are more available to the animal than others. And so, you know, using like a copper sulfate or something else rather than something that might not be, you know, copper oxide would not be as available in the rumen. And so, you know, there's little things like that, but making sure that we have put together a pretty decent vitamin and mineral supplement for that calf that's going to be readily available to him can be pretty critical to helping him mount his own defense against things.
And it's always important to work with a nutritionist so you know that you're getting the correct nutrition at each stage of development to those calves. Shout out to Elite Feeds and Nutrition in Tyndall, South Dakota. They handle all of our ration building for our weaned calves. But another really important thing to think about that's a building block to nutrition and health is the availability and access to water. And that should really be your first concern, especially as temperatures are starting to get colder.
So making sure, watching the calves, making sure that, you know, if you have a ball on top of the water or whatever, making sure that they are actually figuring it out. And if it's a, maybe it's a higher tank, and, you know, we mentioned if the pens are set up really for bigger cattle, it's a feedlot with, you know, the assumption is that they're coming in at 700 pounds and you get in this load of 300 pounders, making sure they can reach that tank or that water or whatever it needs. And then maybe when they were at the sale barn, they could reach the water, but say the sale barn's on the edge of town and it was city water or something and it smelled funny and they didn't like it and they didn't drink it. So now they're kind of dehydrated or whatever, you know, watch those calves, watch their sides. Are they drawn? Are they getting feed? Are they getting the water? That kind of thing is really critical. It's very important to make sure they're not dehydrated because that can obviously lead them to get sick much quicker. But also because the rumen requires a lot of water for the fermentation process, if they can't drink the water or will not drink the water, they will not eat the feed. And so that then just starts a snowball effect of calves getting sick.
With your WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.